Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Because
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we worship you for who you are. You are Jehovah Jireh. We say thank you. Oh, we come to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive, and we say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. If it had not been for him, where would I be at this day? And I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We forget not your benefits, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And so we just welcome you with a humble heart today and stretched out arms and tell you to have your way in our lives today, in our service today. Hallelujah, from the pulpit to the back door, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Because if it had not been for you, where would I be this day, Lord God? Oh, I just thank you for your grace and your mercy sustaining me, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning, praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be glorified. Because it's all about you, not about me. Have your way today, Lord God. And we just say thank you. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this mind today to drive off every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit and rule and reign on this line. And we say thank you. Oh, we thank you for the visionary, Lord God, as he continues to pour out to your people, Lord God, near and far, Father God. Pour back into him double, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Thank you for Mom and Dad Matthews, Father God. Continuously strengthen them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen the Matthews family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God. Keep your arms around the Matthews family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that no harm or danger will come to them, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Allen, Lord God. Continuously pour your strength into Mother Allen and her family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. Hallelujah, over the atmosphere. And drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of you, Lord God. And welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our atmosphere today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we plead the blood of our neighborhoods today. Have your way in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. Sit and set free in our neighborhoods, Lord God. In our neighbors, Father God. Have your way in our neighbors today, God. And we say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God, and our kindreds to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you. Lift up all bereaved families to you today, Father God. Continue to be their comforter and their guide, Lord God. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Mend their broken hearts, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up the homeless all over the land today, Father God. Send your people, the right people, to be a blessing to the homeless, Lord God. Near and far, Father God. And we say thank you. Stopping by every nursing home, rehabilitation center on today. Going from room to room and floor to floor today, Father God. Create miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. And we say thank you. Thank you for going to the hospitals today, Lord God. From floor to floor, room to room. Stopping by the IC unit, Lord God. Create miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Lift up Miss Dean to you, Lord God, that's in the hospital, Lord God. I ask you to continue to strengthen her body, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up her airway, Lord God, to breathe normal, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. You able to do it, see me above all we can ask or think, Father God. and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today because you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Raphael. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Lift up Reese and her child family, Father God. Their faithful works behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to strengthen her and her family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We say thank you. Thank you for Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God, doing a new thing through them, for them, and around them for this new year, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up Pastor Brown to you today, Father God. Continuously bless them and meet every need they're standing in need of, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We come and say thank you, Lord God. We come and say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just bless your name today for breakthroughs and not a breakdown, that we are better and not bitter, that we know we are the victors and no longer the victims. Have your way today, God. Deliver us and set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare your promises, Lord God. You say when we decree and declare things, it is established. So we thank you, Father God, for continuously ordering our footsteps and leading us all in all to truth, Father God. We thank you and bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for silence the violence all over the land today, Lord God, that our walls should be salvation and our gates should be praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way today, Lord God. Have your way in all our services today, God, in our homes today, God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We nothing without you, Lord. We nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord.
Amen. Yes, we do love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Father God, with everything up in us, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you, worship you, and praise you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done and going to do within our lives. Oh, Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us the ability of the abilities that we have to keep our minds stayed upon you, oh, Father God, and not get distracted, oh, Father God, by everything that is going on around us. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for bouncing us, oh, Father God, and putting a calm within our spirit, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, and we worship you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for being the Most High God. We thank you for being our healer, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all the things that you have done up in our lives, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your head, your protection, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for going throughout our land, oh, Father God, and setting the crooked places straight, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for taking the blinders from off our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may be able to see, oh, Father God, what's really going on, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us a circumcised heart, oh, Father God, because in your word, oh, Father God, you have said from the heart the mouth speaks, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us a heart of compassion and all of the things, oh, Father God, that is needed in our heart in this dispensation season in time, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, because you say from the heart to mouth speaks, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating our soul, oh, Father God, so that we may see and do what we see you do, oh, Father God, and the love that you have for the people, oh, Father God, and that we may imitate you, oh, Father God, as we imitate, oh, Father God, our Lord and Savior, who died upon Calvary, who lives within us, and who sits upon the right hand of your throne up in heaven, and who regulates everything that goes on within us and our mind when our eyes and our ear is attuned to you and you only, because the voices of other things that's going on around us, we're not attainable to that thing. We do not receive it, but our ears are regulated, oh Father God, and has been trained to hear your still small voice, and that voice from you is the voice that we follow. We will not follow the voice of strangers, oh Father God, like we have had done in the past, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for putting the crooked places straight, even within us personally, oh Father God, in our personal lives, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for setting us free, oh Father God, from all those things that had us bound, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing, oh Father God, even throughout the land, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh Father God, for showing yourself strong. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for showing yourself strong in the eyes and the mind of the unbeliever. We thank you, oh Father God, for answering prayers, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for answering the prayers of the people, of the saints that came before your throne, oh Father God, to show us, oh Father God, when we are in unity, oh Father God, and we have the same compassion for one another, oh Father God, and like you have for us, oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for opening our eyes, oh Father God, for situations, oh Father God, that have happened, because what the enemy meant for bad, you turned around for good, and you used that, oh Father God, to show yourself strong, and to show us, oh Father God, the unity and the power of prayer. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening our eyes during this time and using that situation to open the eyes of your people, oh, Father God, and open up the eyes of your people to see what's needed is unity. And when there's unity, oh, Father God, that you are in the midst, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, because you said threefold cord is not easily broken. Oh, Father God, you said one could chase a thousand, maybe two could chase ten. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes during this season to see the power of prayer and how prayer, oh, Father God, works in the lives of the believer. Oh, Father God, oh, we thank you for your word, oh, Father God, that has been exposed, oh, Father God, in times and situations like this, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing and all that you're showing us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to understand, oh, Father God, our spiritual things, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us a heart of compassion, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that you use certain situations here upon the earth, oh, Father God, to show yourself strong. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that you have implanted your word within us, oh, Father God. Words not taught by human wisdom, oh, Father God, but words taught, oh, Father God, by your spirit, interpreting spiritual truth, oh, Father God, to those who are spiritual. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving the natural man the ability and eyes to see, oh, Father God, that how much you showed yourself strong for your people, oh, Father God, in situations, oh, Father God, that we encounter in life. Oh, we thank you for interpreting spiritual truth, spiritual language, comparison spiritual things with natural things, and you showing that how your spirit is strong. You showing, oh, Father God, the love. We thank you for showing the love that you have for people. We thank you, oh, Father God, for showing the world that you answer prayer. Oh, Father God, and we thank you and honor you, and thank you for building up that confidence within us. Oh, Father God, showing the whole world, oh, Father God, that you are there in the midst, oh, Father God, and of everything that is going on. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, oh, Father God. Because even in the word of God in Psalms 42, you said deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls, oh, Father God. All the breakers and all your waves have gone over me, oh, Father God. Just like that prayer that went up before you, oh, Father God, it entered the throne of heaven, oh, Father God. It entered your airways, oh, Father God. It pierced, oh, Father God, the first, second, and third. It pierced the hemispheres, the stratospheres, oh, Father God. It penetrated, oh, Father God, those things that may have tried to keep things down and to keep people in a mode of sadness or disappointment. Again, Father God, thank you for showing yourself strong, oh, Father God. We thank you for building up the confidence, oh, Father God, in the unbelievers, oh, Father God, and showing them, oh, Father God, the unbeliever, that you are strong, oh, Father God, and that you are alive and that you are real. And that you are missed, that you are in the midst of those who call upon you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you for using this situation, oh, Father God, to show yourself strong. Oh, I thank you, oh, Father God, for building up, thank you for building up the faith in your believers, oh, Father God, all around the world, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, again, for what the enemy meant for bad, oh, Father God, you showed yourself strong, oh, Father God. Lord, there is no one like you, oh, Father God. We thank you and honor you and glorify you for what you're doing in this world, oh, Father God, what you're doing in individual people, oh, Father God, even what you're doing in churches, oh, Father God. Even I thank you now, oh, Father God, for preparing the hearts of your people, oh, Father God, so that the word that is ministered to them will fall upon good ground, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for doing that for your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your warring and ministering angels, oh, Father God, going before us, oh, Father God, knowingly and unknowingly, oh, Father God, that it's the love that you have for us, oh, Father God, that you sent out, oh, Father God, things, oh, Father God, to keep us, oh, Father God, on the straight and narrow, oh, Father God, even to keep our minds, oh, Father God, stayed upon you, oh, Father God, because of the abundance of frequency and thoughts, oh, Father God, that's going out throughout the land. Oh, we thank you for covering us and keeping us, oh, Father God, where our mind is stayed upon you and the choices that we make. Oh, Father God, they're going to be conducive, oh, Father God, for the unity and righteousness, oh, Father God, to the situations and the things that we are dealing with and doing at that time. Oh, Father God, we honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for being with us, oh, Father God, in the midst of the fire, oh, Father, just like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, oh, Father God. You were there with them, oh, Father God. Even with Daniel, when you was with him in the lion's den, oh, Father God. You were there with him, even when the vicious and ferocious lion had surrounded him, oh, Father God, and your spirit surrounding him, oh, Father God, the creator of all things, oh, Father God, and even the animals recognized that, and they had to bow down, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for your healing virtue, oh, Father God, going throughout the land. We thank you, oh, Father God, for being the keepers of our soul, for being the keepers of our mind, for being the keepers of our will, and being the keepers of our emotions, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that in this dispensation, season, and time, the enemy is not able to manipulate us, confuse us, or have us tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, and get us emotionally involved in things, oh, Father God, that we have not, that you may not have given us to be emotionally involved in at that time. Oh, Father God, let us be also be mindful of ourselves, oh, Father God, and be mindful, oh, Father God, of the things that we may entertain, oh, Father God, because you have given us the ability, oh, Father God, to have dominion, oh, Father God, of all of the spirits, oh, Father God, and deities, oh, Father God, that has encompassed the land. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us a love up in our heart, oh, Father God, that you have for us, that we exhibited and exuded out to others, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the great awakening. We thank you, oh, Father God, that we are able to break the curses and to bless. Even in Romans, oh, Father God, you say, you tell us, oh, Father God, to bless and to curse not, oh, Father God, because here is the whole law of the prophets, oh, Father God, that we are to overcome evil with good, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for instilling that ability within us, oh, Father God, and especially for the coming season, because you are a God of order, oh, Father God. Thank you for preparing those things in us and strengthening us, oh, Father God, those areas within us individually, oh, Father God, that may be weak, oh, Father God, even in that time of weakness, O Father God, you say that you are strong within us. Or we thank you for exuding that ability within us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for your armor, especially the helmet of salvation, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for that. And if there's any, O Father God, area in our armor that needs to be strengthened and fortified, or we thank you for going into that area of each individual, O Father God, thought like, O Father God, to regulate those things within us that is needed, O Father God, for the areas of life and places that we have to travel in and go to and be participant in. Oh, we thank you for your glory being upon us too when we deal with those type of situations, O Father God, where you show yourself strong, O Father God. Oh, give us the patience and the love that is needed, O Father God, in this path. Let us not be quick to act, be quick to move, but use your divine wisdom, O Father God, on understanding, O Father God, in this time. O Father God, let the goodness of you, O Father God, come out, O Father God, within us in every situation we encounter, O Father God. And let your word, O Father God, ever be before us, like it is a lamp, like it is in the word of God, a lamp unto our feet, O Father God. Oh, thank you for the light, even, Father God, that you have shine within us, O Father God, that you are shining that light within us so that we may be able to search within ourselves, O Father God, because in your word you say, take the log out of thy own eye. And once we are able to search out our own heart and search out those things within us, O Father God, and lay those things before your throne, O Father God, I believe, O Father God, according to your word, it is as easily and able to see those things, O Father God, through the narratives and the perspectives and the eyes of love in others and command those things, O Father God, that is in them, that is not of you, because the enemy comes to deceive the whole world, that we are able to command and destroy those things, O Father God, the attack of the enemy upon the individuals that we love, O Father God, and even people that we just may meet casually, O Father God. You have given us eyes to see, O Father God, past the veil, past the words that is being said, past every physical thing that you have given us, O Father God, to move and have our being here. But you have given us the ability to see up in the spirit and to speak those things that be not into those individual lives, the cat on the strongholds and the enemy, the generational curses or whatever that may have been attacking that family line or that individual from out of their lives. Because you have taught us and trained us, O Father God, to take the log off our eye first, O Father God, and getting it and training us to be that within us, we are able to exude that out to others, O Father God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your training. We thank you for your cover. We thank you for your healing. We thank you, O Father God, for having our mind regulated, O Father God, to stay in peace, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for imploding within our mental peace, O Father God, the spirit of a warrior, O Father God, using your word, O Father God, to destroy all things of the enemy that he has presented to us and has presented to others and has presented to the world. Thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing in this dispensation season and time, O Father God, because as it is written in Corinthians, with no eye have seen, no ear heard, no heart of man imagine what God has prepared for those who love him. God has revealed to us through his spirit, and the spirit searches everything and all things, seen and unseen, visible and invisible, even the depths of God, because he has given us those things so that we may be able to walk for the souls through love that we encounter and that we meet. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach's name, Shalom. Thank you.
time I get this, when I say like this, I say, Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me. Can y'all play that for me? Can't wait till tomorrow. Do it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me. Do it for me. Listen, Lord.
Oh,
depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Darken my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me where. Tell me which way I should go.
Make it through the day.
Rest.
Mm-hmm. Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lorraine Matthew, and thank you all for joining us. Go with me, if you would, in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We honor you, we glorify, we magnify, and we magnograph your name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing in this season of the lives of your people. God, give us the power to govern ourselves accordingly based upon the winds that blow from the south, the wind that blows from the east, the wind that blows from the west, and the wind that blows from the north. Give us a word that will revolutionize the mind of the people, God. Bring them into the understanding of what this dispensation is all about, God. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we rebuke every demonic contract that have been sent against the covenant of your word. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. Cover the men and women of God's ears that they may hear and understand and ascertain the knowledge and the wisdom of the mysteries of the kingdom of God and bring it to the clarity of revelation. Father, we thank you for it right now. We bind up the prince and powers of the air, and we overrule every diabolical assignment, God, that will leave the people in a comatose state. God, bring them out of it in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Bless you all on today. Please share with others that they may be blessed and touched by the word of the Lord God and ministered to by the word of God. And certainly, we thank God for each and every one of you all from parts of the United States and the world that are connecting with us on today. I tell you, there is a word from the Lord. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. Now, those of you who have been following us over the last several months, weeks, and years, and who have been connecting with us, understand that we have been teaching from the book of Daniel. We're not deviating from the actual series in Daniel, but we're moving to share based upon the kairos of God. We want God's people to be informed of the details of what's going on in the earth realm so that their mind can be connected to the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the word of encouragement, the word of exhortation, and to bring them into the word of truth. So many of us, we are in a time right now where the things we're watching right now is shifting many people. And this is not a time in the land to be shifted now. It's the time in the land to be directed directly in the things of God, in the direction for which God had mandated us to be. Those of you who are joining us now, you can share it on your page or share it, hashtag somebody and share it as well with them that they will be blessed on today, and they will receive the word of the Lord God as well. Bless all of our covenant partners, virtue members, our local congregation, and you and you on today. We're just blessing the Lord for all of you all who are making things happen in this giant season of change, turnaround, and breakthrough. We're watching so many powerful things begin to unveil themselves for us. And we just thank God for you, you, and you on today. Into the word of the Lord God, this is actually part two of the proper entrance creates the proper exit. The proper entrance creates the proper exit. How many know that when you're making the right choices and the right decisions in life, you're going to always end with the victory over those choices and decisions. Flesh will not be able to rule, reign, or dominate those who truly trust God and lean on him for everything that we need. And once again, those of you who are sharing this, please share with others that they may be blessed and ministered by the word of God. If you would, share it with as many people as you can. Thank you for your support as well and partnering with us. How many know that it's important to have partners to partner with you as you're ministering God's word and bringing it alive to the lives of his people? All right, into the word of the Lord God. Go with me to Psalms 119 and verses 129 and 130, 119, 29 and 130. And once again, share it if you could with as many people. We're going to talk a little bit about proper entrance will always determine the proper exiting. Those on blog side, bless you on today. We thank God for our partners over there. We thank God for our intercessory prayer team. We appreciate you all over there as well. Thank God for what the Lord is doing for you on today and all of the mighty things that he's bringing to pass in this 2023 year. And I'm going to explain to you why this 2023 year means completion and not depleting. 2023 is a year of completion and not depleting. Many people feel that they've been depleted and they don't have nothing left. That's the devil is a liar. It's the completion of an era, completion of a time period, the completion of a dispensation. So I don't want people to feel like, I've been, I'm tired now, I'm burnt out, there's no more, God is not moving. That's the further thing from the truth. God is moving in ways in the unimaginable for many of us. But most of the people are so caught up in the systematic theology. We're caught up in the narratives of the world. We're caught up in demonic principalities and forces. We have compromised our position. Many people have compromised their views. They allowed so many things to come in place and called them to deter. And you have a lot of people that have deterred, and especially prophetic people, because everybody wants a word, but they don't want the sound that comes from the word. Now, when I say everybody want a word, they want a word that will fit their flesh and not the spirit. So everybody want a word, but they don't want the sound that comes from the word. Because when the word of God is spoken, the frequency of the word of God will change the mindset, the trajectory, and the thought of a person. Because the entrance of the word give it light. And when the word comes with power, you're going to see and know that you will walk, breathe, and live in a totally different mindset concerning your relationship with God. And as believers, God wants all of the people to know who they are in him and to him and through him. So we as believers must continue to stay steadfast, unremovable in the things of God. Psalm 119 and verse 130 you will understand exactly to the details. Psalm 119 and verse 130 reads on this wise, and this is going to bless you. It said, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The testimony of the word of God. But verse number 3 said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The entrance of the word giveth light. It giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto what? The simple. So the word of God will come with power and authority that when we hear it, we know that it will change whatever need to be changed, and it will shift whatever need to be shift in our life, for our life, and the embetterment of our life. For the last several years, months, weeks, many of the people in and in have confused us in thinking based upon what we see in the world and the direction for which the world is going in. God is not with us. No, the issue is there's not enough men and women of God that will walk in the light in the midst of the darkness, the chaos, and the cataclysmic events that are going on in the world. We have to be the light in the midst of what's going on around us. We are the key men and women of God in the remnant that God will use for this time, hour, and season. So the focal point for those who came into this year is to be able to be the light to those in this year that came in with the mindset of 2019, 2018, 2020, 2021, and 2022. It's to get the people to understand that your mindset have to be changed so that your words will have power and authority to change the lives of others. As I said to many of you, this is a historical time. This is a historical time in the earth. A historical time in the earth. When I say historical time in the earth, four types of people: those who will watch history, those who will write history, and those who will pursue history, and those who will become history. Becoming history means you're rewriting what was a lie. You're rewriting the negative narrative. You're rewriting what was not supposed to be in place. You are the men and women of God that will change the entire world with your influence, your relationship, and your power with God. And in that relationship with God, things will change. Now, most of you all understand that in 2020, God gave me a word for the world. In 2020, I told many of the people in the world that after January 5th, 2021, there will be chaos on the United States Congress. The United States Congress. It will be chaos. I saw chaos all over. It happened on January 6th. 2021, past the transition. Let me show you prophetically how an end of an era is. At that time, the Democrats taking power. Now, we're in 2023. We're in a transition, another transition. The Republicans were taking power. So it's proven to the world that no matter what party you're in, you will not have the power over the presence of God of what's happening. Now, if you look at 2023, the 2, the 4, and the 3 means 7. That's 7. You get 7 out of that. Now, if you took the 20 and you took the 20 and you took the 23, and what do you get from the 23? The 23, you get the number 20 and 23, you get the number, what, 43. You get 4 and 3. And then if you take the 4 and the 3, you get 7. So 2023 is about a completion globally. Everything is being completed. What the enemy want you to believe is you're being depleted when you're completing. Completing something means it's finished. It means it is done. It's completed. It's done. For many of us right now, we are at the end in the completion of what was and what could be done. But because of the residue and because people continuously not allowing or letting the past go, they continue to follow the same entire trajectory, the narrative, and what the world is saying. God wants his people to understand that where you are at right now is the entrance of the word given life. The entrance of the word given life. The mental distresses, the mental health issue, the mental battle, the battle fatigue for some of the people who are in it now is because many of us entered into battles and fight that God told us to be still, but because of emotion, mood swings, and wanting to be busy, we entered into those fights. And we wore ourselves down. So what you're watching is you're watching many people who are at a burnout when they were supposed to sit back and watch God move. The Lord said, you need not fight this battle. This battle is not yours. This battle is here. Now, look at what happened in the United States Congress. I told the people coming into 2023, prepare for this year to be chaotic these next 90 days. I'm telling you, people, men and women of God, it's going to be the biggest chaotic mess in the United States Congress, Senate, the President. Something is going to hit in March of this year, March of 2023, probably end of March going into April 2023, that's going to change the dynamics, change the entire dynamic of D.C., Washington, D.C. It's going to change the entire dynamic. Why? Because what God is going to do, he's going to go through the United States, Washington, D.C., and change the entire colonial system in place. He's going to change the ancient system in place. Look at what's happening right now, and you look at what you're watching right now, the battles or the fight. They almost had a fight in the United States Congress, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the morning, all kinds of chaos. It took them 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times to make a vote to to finally get a Speaker of the House. Now, if it took them that long to get a Speaker of the House, the problem for many of us, now look at, let's put this in the spiritual and let people know what the spiritual world is about. Sound is important to the world, and the people have to understand what's happening. So if it took them 14 times to make a decision and you break the 2-7 down, it's completion again. If 20, if you break 20 and 23 down, what do you get? What you get? You get 43. If you pick the other 7 up out of the 4 and the 3, the 4 and the 3, that's 7. If you take the two and the 3, you get 7. So you understand that we're at an end of an era. We're at an end of a dispensation. We're at an end of a time. We're at an end of a world plan in order. And we're watching right now the prophetic significance of everything coming together for those men and women of God who truly understand the power and the authority of God of what happened on the seventh day. All of this stuff is coming together. All of this stuff is coming together. So what you have a move in the land that's completing the process, three dimensions, 3-7, seventh day, 14 times, 14 different votes, the transition of things. We're watching the completion of it now. And for some of you, you have to know where God has you at this very moment in your walk, in your life. And let me give you the prophetic understanding of the 777. That's 21. That simply means that in 2021, the actual mess that happened in Congress in 2021 on the sixth day ended. It's completion. It started, now it ended. It started, now it ended. It started, now it ended. 2021 was a year that was supposed to literally destroy and create. 2020 was the year that was the word I wanted to use. It was the obituary year. And from the obituary year, it was set up for many people to leave. It was set up and established for many people to be destroyed by this virus that was airborne. And many of the people in 2021 were not supposed to, 2020 were not supposed to survive 2021, because 2021 was supposed to be a beginning of an era of a new move in the land. That's why you saw the chaos in Russia, Ukraine, and all of the stuff that was happening in the financial marketplace. And the how so many things were in place that was changing during the 2021 year. And what you're watching now is it was the exiting. 2022 year was light and mastering. 2023 year is to bring the people to seeing the completion and the exiting out of what the enemy planned. Look at all of those leaders who were all part of the movement of 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022. Look at what happened. You saw the royal family in. You saw the Catholic Church. Vatican end an era. You're watching the political era of the United States Congress end. All of those things are happening right before our eyes, and you're watching the beginning of a new era, dispensation, time in history, and history will be made. That's why when I was sharing with many people, either go big or don't go at all. If you're not going to go big, don't go at all. If you're not going to go in 1,000,000%, don't go at all. Because once you start, you're going to finish at the highest level of everything that you set in motion. Here's what he said in the word there in Psalm 119. He said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. The entrance, it giveth understanding unto the simple. So nobody entered into the presence of the prophetic word of God or into the light of the word of God will miss it. Sound, frequency, development, creativity, wittiness, business, invention, you name it. All of those things are in favor. And for many of you all, as I said on last week, we are in the DNA inheritance. You are in the DNA inheritance in the land. You are in the critical DNA inheritance. So everything about the DNA is the inheritance now. Now, to some who took the shot, due to the some who were connected, some people missed it. Then the rest, they stayed in that trajectory. They won't miss it. They'll see it. They're connecting. Everything is coming together. The world system is broken. It's chaotic. The plan that was in place is chaotic. The kingdom of God is rising up to men and women of God that God will choose in you. It's not who they want. It's not who organization want. It's not who denominations want. It's not who cliques want. It's not who people want. It's who God have chosen and selected as a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people. And that word peculiar in the Greek means private property or private investment. God, who God invested in for this time, those who God invested in. If you're part of God's investment, you're part of who God chosen and selected for right now. And many of you right now, God has chosen and selected you for right now, but your battle is the flesh want to rule. And the flesh want to reign in this one, but it cannot. You have to wait on God's assignment. This next 90 days, what you're going to watch this next 90 days is you're literally watching the rise and fall of a third government. You're watching the rise and the fall of a third government. You just watched the royal family. You just watched the religious world. Now you're watching governments now. You're watching it all cataclysmically change around you. The enemy, our enemies are fighting against each other now. They're waging war against each other now. The economic climate has already collided. It have already collided. So what you're viewing the collide, but in the collide of what's going on, many people are being fooled to think everything is okay. It's not. It's not okay. Because everything is turning, and it's turning in the favor of the DNA inheritance. Those who study history, those who understand religion, those who understand the royal family, those who understand governmental history, knows exactly the details of the time we're in. They all understand this process, and they all understand the process that's in effect, and they know what's happening right now is changing the entire world the way it was. Now, here's where it's going to be very important for some of you all. Some of you all who are sound carriers, glory carriers, you carry sound inside. You carry heavy frequency inside you. Your battle is the residue of the cerebellum, the cerebium, the cerebellum and the cerebium as it relates to sensory, as it relates to picking up sensory, because the enemy is causing confusion for some of you all, and it's wearing you down. That's why people are feeling so tired. They're feeling the more you work, the more tired you are. It's because of the weight in the central nervous system that house the recording of data. Some of you have so much junk in that recording or your database of the cerebellum of the brain, it's making you feel battle fatigue or tired, but it's because of so much that you carried and you listened to and you heard. That television, which is dealing with teleporting, the television has changed the mind of so many people. And so those who have been dealing with the teleporting sound, television, it's confusing you. It's confusing many people. And so you wonder why I'm burnt out. No, the cerebellum or the cerebrum of the brain is the large part of the brain that contains the cerebrum cortex that covers the hemisphere of the brain. And while you're trying to move into the present and you're trying to complete, now this is prophetic, so all prophetic people hear this. All people who understand prophetic hear this. Hear this right now. The hemisphere of the brain is waging war. Every time you seem like you're getting ready to complete a project or start a project, the hemisphere of the brain, of all of the information that you picked up, the negative information, the frustration, making choices too soon, are waging war. So as immediately you start thinking, you start getting tired. You get tired. You get sleepy. You get worn out. You get burnt out. And all of a sudden you say, what is it? And the enemy is trying to make you quit, but don't quit. The residue is coming off you. That's why everybody need a prophet in their life to break these codes or these systems inside of someone. Some of you right now, what I'm sharing with you is releasing you out of this bondage, releasing you out of what was in your ear, releasing you out of the negative things that were spoken over your life, releasing you from the brokenness that was in you, releasing you from the trap, because many of you said God said things, and you found out it was a demon behind it. It was religious. It was the sub-style voice that made you make a decision and now set some of you up. Some of you, one night cost you 15 years. 2 days cost you 20 years. Because you allowed that voice and that force to shift you. And God has said, I am bringing my people into realignment. I'm bringing you into realignment. I'm lining you back up. Thank God that the Holy Spirit, or God allowed some of these buildings to be shut down, churches to be shut down, institutions to be shut down, some of these major events to be shut down, him to close some of these things out, because those frequencies would have literally created a suicidal thought for some people. It would literally let you down a road of an abyss, because what it was doing, it was the enemy was using the soundtrack of the of the spirit world to confuse the mind of God's people and the people. That's why you saw heavy suicidal thoughts. You saw waging wars from Pitt. You even look at the mess that's happening in the United States Congress right now. You ain't seen nothing yet. What you just saw there, that's only the beginning. And let me prophetically share this with you. Here it is. You watch the Speaker of the House, and you watch the Minority Leader of the House, and you saw the speech of both of them. Both speeches, you heard both of the speeches. One of the speech was a charismatic speech. The other speech was emotional speech. So you heard both sides of the speeches, and both sides had their own process in it. But there's a sound outside of both of those sounds that you have to hear truth that will prevail in this dispensation of time. The media is creating the hype. The media is pushing. The media is building its agenda. But those of you who are going big will go right through all of what's been said into the truth of what's getting ready to happen and what's getting ready to manifest itself for God's people right now, your DNA. So the hemisphere, most of you all who deal with the hemisphere of the brain, must understand that what you're going into and what you're getting ready to tap into, the enemy wants to wear your ideas down, and you haven't even done any of them yet. He's trying to burn you out with your ideas, and you haven't done any of the ideas yet. So that tells me many of you are getting ready to be more wealthy, more rich, world changers, and history makers than ever before. Your ideas are changing on paper, and they haven't been put into existing yet. So the fight you're having right now is to quit in the middle of victory, quit in the middle of the turnaround, quit in the middle of the transition. See, the transition of power won't be public. It's private. It will be private. Everybody's trying to jockey for a platform when they all are broken. So the prophetic people right now where you're at, you're trying to release yourself from the illegal digestive words and things that were spoken to you that's trying to confuse your greatness. I promise many of you, by June, July, 6th and the 7th month, some of you will be in places in the world that you never thought. Some of you will be traveling. Some of your royalty will be released. Things, people that you never thought you would sit before. You will be sitting in those places. God is causing his rank and file right now. He's raising up the rank and file of the men and women of God who laid in the cut. Now you're coming out of those places into the power of victory right now. What is the enemy doing? He's playing on people as you're the victim. No, you're not the victim. You're walking in total victory. Look at what's getting ready to happen next week. You ain't seen nothing yet. Look at what's getting ready to happen next week. What's getting ready to come, happen in the next, I'm going to put it like that, the next 2 weeks of what's getting ready to transpire in the land. And when you see that, you're going to know, many of you are going to know that everything that's been held up has been officially loosed. The Library of Congress is taking records of all the United States Congress people. eternity is releasing its recording of everything in humanity. Some of you right now, today, that are listening at this very moment, who are following me right now, some of you, by the end of March, your life, ministry, your purpose, your plan, your process is going to change the entire continent. See, the colonial system that has been in place, see, there's no queen on the throne. So you see what Washington, D.C. is in chaos? Because that's a colonial system. She ruled the Church of England. Look at the royal family. Even and this is going to hit many people, and I want many people to understand it. As soon as Harry, his book come out, you're going to see the coming down. You're going to see the what was up will come down because truth is coming out. And every lie that was told, you're going to see it. You even watching it this very moment in the United States Congress. You're watching it right now. You're watching two farewell addresses. You're watching right now two farewell addresses. You're watching it right now. Keep your eye on the White House. Keep your eye on Vatican City, the transition of the royal family. And watch what's getting ready to happen from the western, the eastern world of what's happening. You're watching the transition. And these transitions that you're watching will determine the next. But for us, these transitions is going to be based upon our obedience to being able to hear from God and not hear from the gods in church building. Let me make it clear. Those who are using their charismaticism, those who use the genre of deception and manipulation, those who are playing on the emotions of the people. Do you know Adolf Hitler said he used emotion for the masses and reasoning for the few. And so those of you, the enemy will play on your emotions. Those who are reasoning, you will not be fooled by what is happening. And your proper entrance will determine your proper exiting out of it. We in the closeout, but many people who are trying to get to the closeout have been cloned by the systems of 2019, 2021, 2022, and coming into 2023. Look at all of the things that are happening to human lives, to the body. Look at what transpired. Look at the warfare. Look at the battle. Look at the issue. And for many of you, look at what's happening in the National Football League. God is taking what Caesar did in major arenas around the world, and he's taking us all and putting prayer back in the synergy of it. He's showing you where those guys are fighting and battling, hurting each other. He said, I'm bringing peace to the war zone. Oh, y'all just missed that. He said, I'm showing you I'm going to bring peace to the war zone. And he used the number 3 of a T-shirt to let you know, I'm bringing back my divine order. Am I prophesying to you? Am I giving y'all a code so you can understand? Am I letting you understand what's happening in the world? I'm prophesying to you so you can understand that event. God used the young man who had the two crosses on his face. But every time he's in his sports, he wears those two crosses on his face. God allowed the wind to be taken out of him to give him back the spirit. See, you have to understand the prophetic significance of the land and what's going on right now to bring things back into the order, back into the present. See, what people are looking at as something bad, God is turning around for something phenomenal. And he's using the melanated people to do it. He's positioning. Look at the United States Congress. Chaos. Look at those men. Chaotic. Look at what he's doing back for the black men. He's bringing them right back. Look at the Congress. Look at the changing. Look at the authority. Even the Pope is on his knees praying before the right picture, the black Mary and the black Jesus. So, and then all of the rest of the world are giving you the white Mary and the white Jesus. And I'm not speaking of race. I'm speaking of divine order. I'm telling you, the truth is prevailing, bringing things back into the proper plan and the perspective. And it can't be changed. We're in an irreversible time in the world. And many of us are watching everything to the exact plan of God. You're watching it unveil around us. You're watching things manifesting itself for the people of God. You're watching the mighty hand of God moving over those who have stayed in that place of God and didn't move from your place in this season. It was difficult. It was challenging. But don't quit. And don't bail out. And don't throw in the towel. And don't be fooled. Because what the enemy will do, he'll come right behind this word. And when he'll come right behind the word, and what he'll do, he'll try to steal the word and steal the plan for some of you all. Look at some of the people who were trying to do their own agenda. They're being removed. Look at the people who were fighting everything God was doing. He's removing. Look at people around us who were once in the major position. They're no longer there. Watch how things you didn't think would transpire for you will be easy access. Why? Because the entrance of his word do what? Give it light. Truth is coming out, and people are watching it come out, and it's being viewed right before our eyes what God is doing. He's bringing the people back together. He's bringing it back together with truth and development. That's why the prophetic voice in the earth realm is changing right now. The prophetic voice that you once heard are changing right now because of what God is doing at this very moment for many of you. He's doing it right now for many of you. These next 90 days, listen to me. The next 90 days, you will see, in the next 90 days, you're going to see climatic move for many of you all. But you must be willing to not war in your mind into believing it will not happen. You have to make the adjustment. It's called a posture change in the thought process. When God starts revealing to some of you in dreams and visions, I want you to understand that. Don't fight it. God is going to start showing some of you people who will not be connected to your life, and you're going to want them so bad, but it's really going to be your flesh, and you have to disconnect. Because it's important for what's getting ready to transpire universally among you, universally. It's going to be universally. For some, even family members, it's universally going to transpire. It's universal. And you have to understand what time cycle you're in. What's happening? Next week, don't be shocked what you're going to see next week. Don't be up in arms what you're going to see next week. Don't be moved. Just brace yourself forward. Position yourself. There will be so many people who I would consider the hidden prophets will come forth. They will come forth. Many of your worship is going to change. And let me add this to some of you all. Some of you all, you're battling right now with what you're hearing from different platform stages and arenas. You're battling. Your battle right now that you're fighting or warring with is trying to figure out, is this God? Or is it not? And the reason being, some of you, people are using the oil on your life for their stages, but you don't even know the talent and the gift you have. It's not what they're using. They're using what's on your life. And what's on your life is building their agenda. But you have to be careful that the people who are following the oil on your life don't get hurt by the massacres that are coming out of their sound. Good God Almighty. Because, see, you have to understand 2020 was supposed to be a massacre year for many people. 2021 was supposed to be the time that the mindset, people were supposed to become zombies. In 21 and 22, you're coming out of that era. But our enemies are becoming the massacre. Look, who would ever think, listen to this, who would ever think on the United States Congress, they would be acting that way, professional people, especially the European people. Who would ever think they would be doing what they're doing? Why? Because the spirit, that force, and that demonic presence is right there. It's showing the chaos. And many of you, I've already shared that with you, and I told you what was going to happen. And this is in a two-year period. So in the next 90 days, get ready to see what you don't believe you're going to see. And some of you, God is preparing to summon you into places you didn't even think you would be able to go. God is summoning you right now, preparing you. I gave those points last week to the people. I was trying to find my notes, but I've been traveling. Some of you right now, you are being prepared and called for such a time as this. You're being prepared for where you're going. So don't get comfortable where you are at. Many of you are uncomfortable where you at, because the call that God has for you is going to move you totally from where you were to where he wants you to be. and it's going to happen suddenly, and it's going to accelerate even greatly for many of you all. It's going to accelerate. And when it accelerates, many of you are going to be moving so fast in the things. It's going to be so fastly done. It's going to happen, and it's going to be fast. And when I tell you it's going to be fast, it's going to be fast. It's already in motion right now for some of you. Things are already in motion right now. It's already in motion. It's already in motion. It's happening right now. The Lord is just preparing you. Are you ready? The question is, are you ready? Are you ready to move out of the comfort zone that you were once in? Are you ready to move from your familiar place that you were once in? Are you ready to move in a place where your value goes up and it does not go down? This is where many of us are at right now. These next 90 days, and write this down, will be a wake-up call for your enemies. These next 90 days will be a wake-up call for your enemy. Number one, these next 90 days will be a wake-up call for your enemy. Matter of fact, all your enemies. These next 90 days will be a wake-up call for all of your enemies. Write that down. I need one of my leaders to, because I'm prophetic now, so I need you to, what I'm sharing, I want you to write it down and put it on the screen right here. The next 90 days will be a wake-up call for all of your enemies. Number two, our enemies will destroy themselves this year. Many of our enemies will destroy themselves this year. Number two, many of our enemies will destroy themselves, number two. And some of the enemies you think are not enemies, you'll find out about that. Yeah. Number three, you have to be prepared to change your garments. You have to be prepared to change your garments and change your posture. Change your garment and change your posture. David at Ziklag, many of you have to know, David at Ziklag, when David came back to Ziklag with 600 men plus himself, so it was 601. He came back to Ziklag. When he entered back into Ziklag, they came into the camp, and the camp was utterly destroyed. 600 men started weeping, crying, moaning about their losses. What did they do? They came after the leader David, and they talked of doing what? Stoning David. David had to do what? He had to encourage himself in the Lord. And I'm going to end on this, so I'm going to bless you all. He had to encourage himself in the Lord, number one. Write this out. He had to encourage himself in his God. So he didn't consult a text message. He didn't send an email out. He didn't call anybody. He had to encourage himself. Some of you right now, you have to encourage yourself. It makes no difference what people say to you. You're still miserable. Don't make no difference what people try to come back. You still don't trust them. No matter who try to be a blessing to you, you're still suspicious of them. This one is going to, you're going to have to encourage yourself in God. Immediately after he encouraged himself in God, he immediately called forth what? The priest, Abatha. And he did what? He said, get the ephod. He changed his garment from warrior garment to priestly garment. And he came before the Lord, and he said, Lord, what do I do? This is, I'm a preach this thing for the next 90 days. God said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all. You will know, for many of you, those three, January 7th, 2023, after 14 votes, 14-7-7, I thought the 14, it was 7-7-7, you have to understand, this is the time that God is telling my people, pursue, overtake, and without fail, you're going to recover everything because you are in the DNA. You're in the DNA inheritance. They know you're in the DNA inheritance. The royal family, the Duchess know that. Vatican City knows that. The colonial system on the United States Congress flow knows that. Every nation, all seven continents, look at it, seven continents. How many continents? Seven. All seven continents. Seven continents know that it's that time, except those who are followers and not leaders, those who have been cloned and not leaders. You have to know you're in the DNA inheritance. David was told, he said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all. David took 600 men, got to the brook, I think it's Book of Bozar, and 300 stayed, and the other three went with him. Along the way, he met an Egyptian. Now you understand. And the Egyptian, he fed him and brought him back to life. And he says to him, tell us where the people are. He said, you're going to save my life? Save your life. He showed him to the camp. Why? Because our enemies are going to take us to the camp. And what did he do? David went inside the camp and destroyed the entire camp from night into day, utterly took out the entire camp and did what? He recovered all, everything that belongs to him. That's why the word of the Lord God talk about the Ancient of Days. That's why he said in Revelation 3:7, to the angel at the church at Philadelphia, write these things. He that has the key of David, I opened it and shut it, and shut it and opened it. Why did God talk about the three tables? Why did he talk about the table? Well, David's great-great-great-great-grandma was Rahab, who was a prostitute. She sat at the table and did what? Brought the spies in, hid them while she was sitting at the table. See, they don't tell you the history of that. That was the first table. She was Rahab. The second table was David. He said, thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. That was the third table. Then he came back and Jesus sat at the table. All that generation, all the generational bloodline were at the table. David prepared the table. Jesus had Judas at the table. It was all the preparation of the tables that are being set for us. Everything is being set for the people of God. It's all being set now. You will not miss it. Man of God, you would not miss it. Woman of God, you would not miss what God had for you. What you thought would be taken will not. What the enemy thought he would steal will not. The legacy is yours. Everything that's been put in position is yours. That's why some of you was afraid to have to disconnect in 2022 because you were still trying to ponder if it was going to work in 2023. And now even in 2023, God is going to snatch stuff from some of us. He's going to snatch it away. You're going to be blown away. It's going to snatch it away. For these next 90 days are going to be very powerful times for many people. So your posture has to change. The way you look at things is going to change these next 90 days. What was that? Number two, what number did I give you all there? I got to stay in my vein, and I'm giving you the final one. Bless the Lord for some of you. You will understand what is at stake. I believe this is number four. Okay. Now, this one, everybody write that down. You will not have to get rid of anybody in this next one. You can write this down. I don't know if it's number three or number four. You will not have to get rid of people. People will leave you. You won't have to fight to get rid of people. People will leave you because what's on your life and what's in your life is so powerful. Those spirits and demons will not be able to hang with you. Those spirits and forces will not be able to connect with you. So don't get mad if somebody says, well, I got to leave, or I'm going to release myself, or, you know, my season is up. I don't know why I feel the way I'm feeling, but it's not worth it anymore. No, you won't have to work on this one. They'll do it themselves. And once they do that, your whole life is going to change. Some of you, you're going to actually meet the right mate. Some of you are going to start, your business is going to prosper like never before. Opportunities that you never thought would happen will happen. Money that you were giving away to people, you're going to see an income increase happen like never before. Where you live, you're going to move into new neighborhoods. You're moving from the bankrupt mindset of people into the wealthy thoughts of God's creation for your life. It's coming together. It's coming together. You would not have to leave people. These people will leave you. It's all happening. And finally, number five, I'm done after this. Number five, write this one down. Number five, have mercy. God is saying, tell my people, I'm having mercy on you and not your enemy. Good God of mine. I'm having mercy on you, but not your enemy. Some of you will be feeling sorry for them. God says, I'm having mercy on you, but not your enemy. You're going to see, many of you are going to see the mercy of God on you, but not your enemy. He'll have mercy on you, but not your enemy. Look at what happened when Judas turned on Jesus, Yeshua. He went back and gave the 30 pieces of silver back to who? The priest, the Sanhedrin priest. They said, we don't want it. You gave us what we wanted. He needed to be connected, but it was no more mercy for him. Your time, your proper entrance will determine your proper exiting out. For many of you right now, I'm telling you, men and women of God, these next 90 days of our life and what we're going to see is going to be life-changing. Life-changing for some of you. It will be life-changing. That book that somebody didn't write, finish it. that project that you was talking about doing, that you didn't get the people to connect with you because of the battle, go ahead and set it in place. That area that you walked around buildings and houses in, and you thought you would not be able to have it, do it now. Whatever the doctor told you would not happen, it's a lie. The prognosis is in. The prognosis is in. Let me tell you something about atmosphere, trochosphere, biosphere, hemisphere. If coronavirus was considered airborne and it was born in the air, miracles operate in air spaces. It operates in dimension. If I open my mouth and prophesy into you, I release a sound into air space. It changes what's been airborne. Put in the air to be birthed into you. You pick it up, and it's born in you that you can't do it. That's self-esteem. If I prophesy into your atmosphere, you will be healed. You will get a kidney. God is going to give you a miracle. God's going to go into the bloodstream. God is going to release the money. It's air space. God is giving me power in a spiritual dimension to go inside and pull out what belongs to your life and create a miracle. God's giving you the authority to go inside and prophesy into that area of your life that you didn't think you would be able to do it, because you had people who were connected with you that was bankrupting your purpose. We were connected with people and sound that were bankrupting the purpose that God has for our life to plan. Proper entrance will determine your proper exit for some of you right now. You can't be bankrupt by the presence of God. Everything is in place right now. The can't do it people can't go with you now. The can't do it people can't be connected to you now. Where you're going is far greater than what you lost. A loss is not a loss. It was just too cheap for your greatness of where you're going. And God's hand is on your life, and the presence of God is for your life. Some suffering, some people that left, it wasn't because I gotta be careful when I say this. It's because God didn't want some people to suffer certain things and watch you have to go through. The power of his hand is on the life of many of you. Your proper entrance will determine your proper exit. Your proper interest with it on today. Some people, folks just want to hold on to them because of the soulless realm. Their soul is full of that drama. They didn't have nothing to do with you. Your greatness is at stake. You in the DNA inheritance, woman of God. You're in one of the greatest DNA inheritance of your life. And this is for the prophetess of the Lord. This is for prophetess. This is for you, prophetess Quandra. I'm going to say this to you. What God is doing for you right now in this silent place, it's he's rewriting some things from 2018-19 for you. Everything he's doing right now is strategic. It's strategic now. something that you had to, you were battling when you had to make a decision is going to benefit you. I see a tour. This is a tour, but it's going to be from a totally different place of what God is doing right now. Don't be frustrated by where you are at right now. God is getting ready to reveal to you several people. He's going to reveal to you these several people. They're questionable right now. So they're being questionable right now is only the presence of God preparing you for where he's taking you, where he's taking you. So I'm looking at something May and June that he's going to open for you. It's going to be very powerful. And it's going to be huge. And some things God is dealing with you in terms of your vocal cords, your health. The enemy is trying to attack some internal things. I'm looking at some internal things he's trying to attack you internally. Just rest in this season. And as you're resting, there's some things going to regenerate inside you. I'm looking at some regenerating in you. Some things going to be regenerating in you. In terms of your vocals, your cellular system going to be regenerating. Because you're pouring out, and it's like you're pouring out. And you're pouring out, but no one's pouring back in you. And the people who are pouring back into you have an agenda. So when they're pouring back in you, it's like people that it's their reason for doing it. And God is setting some things up for you. I see a song. This is a song. It's a powerful song. You're going to write it. You're going to write it from an experience. And it's going to be so powerful, and it's writing song from this experience. I'm looking at this individual. They're kind of like a celebrity, but they're not a celebrity person going to connect with you. And the connection is going to turn some things around for you. It's going to turn some things around financially. And it's going to bless your life and bless you in such a powerful way. Bless you in a powerful way. And just get ready for where it's going to take you and launch you. I'm telling you, it's going to launch you. And it's going to be a very powerful launcher. By June, wow. October, phenomenal. And some of you right now, I hear this for three people, and I know this for you. The awards that they had for other people will be given to you. I see something that God's going to bless you with. It's like going to be an award. Your name is going to be chosen and selected. But when 2024... Because, see, a lot of people don't understand. You're in your 2023 Gregorian calendar, but most of us are in our 2024. And some of you 2025, 26 are now. It's going to be so awesome getting ready to happen for you now. What you didn't do last year, it wasn't because it was canceled or things happen. It was the plan for God to prepare you for right now. He had to change the sound and the frequency of those things for now. Some of you are ignited in this season for where you're going. Prepare yourself for what you're about to see and what you're about to have in this hour of your life. It's yours, and God's hand is on it for you, for the purpose that of where he's taken most of us now in this season of our life. You couldn't die then. It was not slated for then. It's where you are now is the timing of God for the purpose of your life. So to Sabrina Williams, this is a word for you, woman of God. You're working hard, and it's like you're working, you're laboring hard, and that the Lord is going to make some things easier for you in this season. It's going to be easier for you in this season because there are some things that he has set aside for you that he's doing right now, especially in May. That I see an opportunity is going to come in May, and it's going to be powerful of what's going to happen in May for you. So don't be disturbed by what you're seeing now, because everything's going to work in your favor. It's going to work in your favor. Amen. You just trust the Lord. Sister Tammy Carson, this is for you. This is for you, woman of God. The Lord is really closing out a gap. I see like a gap. The Lord is closing that gap out. There is what I'm watching is I'm watching a strong spirit that's trying to pull you back. It's trying to pull you back. It's really trying to pull you back, and it's a warfare, it's a fight. And I'm looking at something 93, 94, 95. That's what the Lord just showed me, 93, 94, 95. But I want you to understand, don't go back to that area. The enemy keeps playing on the thoughts of what was. God's hand is on you in such a powerful way. This will be a season. God is going to use you to start turning people. Let me put it like this. People's lives are going to be touched. But when you open your mouth from authority and not from fear, because you keep second-guessing yourself about things that God had told you to do. You keep second-guessing yourself. Stop second-guessing yourself. Speak. Open your mouth and speak. You really need an impartation for where you're going, so that the total healing will come forth full term for your life. Total healing for your life. Total healing. Total healing, I'm telling you, for your life. And those family members, what happened with those family members, you have to release it. You have to let it go so that you can go to that next level in God, for where he's taking you, in the name of the Lord. I bless you on today. I bless you on today. And I thank God for what the Lord is doing for you right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Walk that thing out in this season. Walk it out in this season. And this is the final part. While you keep stop writing, you were supposed to finish that book a long time ago. Stop delaying. And you can't use excuses. God has his hand on you. You can't be using excuses for what God is trying to do. You keep using these excuses. God said, no more excuse. Go ahead and finish writing. Finish that book up, writing it. Ooh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't quit right now. Don't quit. I need everybody to write this down. The next 90 days, Sister Hawthorne, the next 90 days for you, that thing inside you, that you, woman of God, you can't prove to this person who you are. You too great to be trying to prove to people who don't know your value. Let me tell you something. There are people who don't even know your value. You try to prove to them. They don't even understand your value of where you are and in God. You're working so hard to prove to these people of who you are. I'm going to throw this at you. Oh, Lord, I shouldn't say that on this live. Don't let that person keep tricking you by trying to tell you what they think of you. God's hand is on your life. I'm telling you, you're in a powerful season of some things that God is going to do for you in you. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. I'm telling you. In the mighty name of God. This is the word. Now this is for you, Brother OJ Taylor. This is a word from you, for you. I want you to understand this. I hear the word masterpiece. What God has given you is a masterpiece. But everyone is trying to outmaster what God has given you. The Lord is getting ready to do an atmospheric change in you and through you. There's some things that God is dealing with you personally about, personally. You won't have to compete against people who are not qualifiers. I hope this means something to you. You're trying to compete with, well, people that are trying to compete with you that are not qualifiers. They don't qualify to be where you at. God's hand is hosting all of the victories you have. There are places, there were some things you were supposed to did, and I'm looking at going into 97, 98 to 2006. There's some things that were supposed to have been shifted, but you relationships and staying, some old things kept pulling you back, and you were waiting for some other people. This is your season of the moment. There's some things, I don't know what, Chicago, God is doing some things, going to be doing some things in Chicago, and I'm even seeing some things as it relates to something that's going to happen, like at Grant Park. The Lord is taking your craft and your creativity to another level. And because you didn't have the finances during that time, the enemy delayed some things and tried to hinder you. There are several people that was trying to destroy your name for financial reasoning, that were trying to destroy your name. And so what you have is you have some ancient sounds trying to stop your present victory. Oh my God, somebody better write that down. Some ancient sounds trying to destroy your present victory. That's for a whole bunch of people on here. There's some ancient, y'all didn't open up something in me. I felt that God just took me to a place. There's some ancient sounds that's trying to destroy some of your new victories right now for many of you all. Right now, God is doing some things right now. Because two people say the whole atmosphere just shifted. This whole atmosphere just shifted. What happened? Just shifted. It just shifted the whole atmosphere. For some of you, the whole atmosphere just shifted. Something just broke. I heard something just cut. I just heard something. I felt the Lord pierced through some things and just cut some things. Ancient spirits and ancient sounds trying to stop your purpose right now. There was a whole something just shifted right now. Did everybody feel that? Did everybody just feel that shift? Did you just feel that shift that just happened? It's something that shifted for a whole lot of you just right now. I'm telling you, something just broke. Something just broke for some of you right now. Something broke out of some of your mind that was holding you back. That's for you, Brother Alan Patterson. Something just broke. That's for you, Sabrina. Something, some ancient sound. I try to stop your present victory. And these are generational things. And matter of fact, there are some of you who parents have prayed for things that they wanted you all to do. God is moving on the things he wants you to do. See, there are people that have spoke some things over your life that they wanted you to do. But it was not God's will for them for that to happen. You are going to operate in the things that God wanted you to do for this time, Sister Gwen Marshall. See, we've been walking around trying to please people and family. Those ancient sounds are trying to delay our present victory. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to end. Oh, my let us. Oh, shake it at the old star. My Randa Rosi Iterabo shot. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, shada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da just something that shifted my whole the atmosphere. That was for you, Sister Quandra, right there too. That was for you, Sister Webb, right there. That was for many of you right now. That thing just hit. That broke something. Somebody needs to write that down. Write that down. Keep that in your archive for this week right there. Those ancient sounds are trying to disturb your present victory right now. The ancient sounds are trying to stop your present victory right now. Oh, Rabbi Shaka. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop for real. All right, people of God, I'm going to give you opportunity right now. Those of you who I'm going to give you opportunity to be able to sow a first fruit seed. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I want to be sow that first. There's an anointing right now. There's a powerful anointing right now that's been loose right now. Those of you who want to sow this first fruit seed, if you believe in the Lord, this is your first fruit seed. This is for you, Sister Williams, too. Sister Nicole, this is for you. This is your time. I'm telling you, my God, that thing is in my spirit right now. I can't even lose it. That ancient sound is trying to stop your present victory. That was for you, Brother OJ. That was for you. That's for you, Sister Long. That's for some of you right now. I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing right now, to sow a first fruit seed into this beginning of the year. Some of you who are partners with us, who follow us, are partners. I want to give you opportunity to do that. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow this first fruit seed, this $100 first fruit seed. I want you to step out right now to do it. You can do it via Cash App. I have to prepare to for another project I'm doing, but I want to give you opportunity to do that. Many of you right now, you're going to sow into that first fruit seed. I'm sowing, Prophet Matthew, I'm being a blessing. I'm going to sow that first fruit seed. I want to be the one of the ones who are going to sow into that first fruit seed right now. You can do it via Cash App now, Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at We Restore You, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Man, did y'all actually feel that? Did y'all see that? That ancient sound is trying to stop the purpose. I'm going to have to come back and teach that a little bit more. But those of you who's going to sow that first fruit seed, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing the first fruit seed. I'm being a blessing today. I want to partner with you. You want to partner with us? Call our office number 877-912-2027. I'm telling you, these first 90 days are going to be very critical to many of your lives right now. These first 90 days are very pivotal and very critical to where we're going and what the Lord is doing right now. I'm telling you, your proper entrance will prepare you for your proper exit right now. Be that blessing to that man. Be that blessing to that woman of God. I bless you all on today. I thank God for you. I thank God for all of the different teams around the United States that are part of the move of God right now. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, we saw that seed today. Do that. I bless the Lord for you on today. Bless you on today, man of God. Thank you, woman of God. Appreciate you on today for stepping out, being part of that move and sowing into that word on today. All right, pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I honor you today. I give you the praise, glory, and honor for this word today, Lord, that's been released to the lives of the people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the direction for which you've given them and taking them and the duration for which you've given them to do it in. And we thank you for it now in the name of Jesus. We lay and lock the hand of the enemy and we rebuke every trap that's been sent against our children, our bloodline, our family line, in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare that our ministry will prosper like never before. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, people of God, bless you all on today. Join us in our sanctuary today, 11 a.m. You will be blessed tremendously with a word from the Lord. Those of you who are sowing that seed today, please do that today. We appreciate you in advance for sowing that seed. God bless you, Vanjay Rayner. Bless you on today. You have been in my spirit and my prayers. We appreciate you. God bless you, Linda. Brenda, Lanier, bless you, Sister Long, Brother Jane, bless you all on today. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We love you all. Be blessed. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me.
Sometimes I get desperate and I say like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So
play that for me? Can't wait till tomorrow. Do it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So Lord, do it for me. Listen, Lord.
Do it right now. Lord, I need you to do it right now.